If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. The first rumblings of Lord Football can be heard across the land. The WNBA is heading for the mother of all labor battles, and Scotty is the new Tiger, at least when it comes to us golf nerds.
Here we go!
He said he'd enjoy it for about 2 minutes, and then it was just, well, this is what I do. Interesting perspective. I missed a lot of stuff last week, and I am sorry because I got my production done for the Zabecast by early Wednesday, and then all hell broke loose on Thursday and Friday, including this astronomer CEO Coldplay cheating fiasco, and then the NFLPA they're shooting themselves in the face like Daffy Duck with a shotgun. It's unbelievable. Another resignation today. So to make sense of it, we bring in my friend Andy Pollan. Hello, Andy. How are you? Boy, do we got a lot to talk about. And I haven't even added onto the menu yet the Trump tweets about the name Redskins. You must be delighted by that.
Well, let's see how
and the
that
answer
goes.
Is no, not so
let's,
much.
Let's see how that goes. I mean, you can't just snap your fingers and say, I'd like to change it. Let's see how that works out.
No, we'll get into it because I know people are going to groan again. Some people, oh, you're not talking about this again. Look, the president of the United States came out on Twitter or Truth Social and said the Redskins and the Indians should go back to the old names and then double down on it when it comes to the Commanders and the new stadium, saying he might block an effort for the new stadium if they don't go back to the name. I don't think that's going to happen. We'll talk about that later. First and foremost, Andy, I'm sorry you're still under the weather with that uveitis, but yeah, you're hanging in there best you can.
Yeah, I mean, I worked all week, and I'm just, you know, still coughing and everything, but otherwise I feel okay. It's just have to do that every once in a while.
That doesn't sound too good at all. First case of uveitis, right?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember another one. And it's the worst sore throat I ever had for about 24 hours. But the rest of it's been just recovery all week. And it's taken a little longer than I thought.
Well, emailer Dan Gibson writes to say, regarding uveitis, it wasn't that bad, or at least I didn't think it was bad when I had it. But my wife said that I snored beforehand, and I don't now. The test said I had minor sleep apnea, but it runs in my family. My ENT doctor asked a bunch of questions, so I ended up with my wife saying, go in and get your uvula removed. So he ends up getting his uvula removed entirely. Dan says he feels better, took no days off, but couldn't talk much for 2 weeks. And he says, you know, now it's mostly okay, but, you know, when you sneeze, you don't know if it'll come out of your nose or your mouth. He said that was awkward for about 6 months. And I can't roll my R's, but I don't plan on taking up Spanish anytime soon. I didn't think your uvula rolled R's. I thought that was your lip and your tongue. Now that's my uvula. That's uvula action. This is. And now the podcast has come straight into the ditch. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start with the first rumblings of Lord Football. This is the start of training camp week across the land. What sayeth you, Andy, as we're about to begin the journey?
I say I can't wait. The team that I root for came within a game of getting to the Super Bowl last year, and I can't remember excitement going into a football season. Man, maybe since Gibbs won. I guess it's possible there was excitement for RG3 year two, maybe.
Right.
I mean, but that fell apart quickly.
NFL camp opening dates. I'm going to look at this right now just to see. Do you know when the Commanders open?
Yes, the rookies are in. The veterans have their first workout on Wednesday.
Okay, yeah. The Chargers and Lions face off in the Hall of Fame game on July 31st. So that'll be mid next week, Thursday, I believe it would be. Yes, Thursday the 31st is the first game of the year. The NFL continues to be an unstoppable juggernaut. I'm wondering if you see, as we're about to launch off for another season on the open ocean, if you see anything standing in the league's way at this point.
No. I mean, they have owned television, and now they're taking over all the streaming services, and they're expanding internationally. You cannot stop it. It's a perfect television product. People watch the commercials, which is big. there's nothing that's going to slow it down.
It's basically the only thing that is untime shiftable, that is not bingeable in today's entertainment atmosphere, right?
Right. And until they get to 20 games, the regular season still matters.
20 you know? Games? When's that happening?
That's coming.
20. You better
believe that's
coming. Not 20. 18. 20 real live bullet games?
Well, they're already going to be at 18. I mean, it's just a matter of whether it's next year or the year after.
They're not there 18. Yet on 18, and you're adding two more. I thought they were going to get to 18, call it a win, call it a day. You can now stretch the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend, so most people will get Monday off, and it's a win all around.
Okay. What happens now every year when the Super Bowl ends, the week after, you see a lot of kvetching on Twitter. Oh, I miss football already. I miss football. And then we get into the summer. God, when is football going to start? When is football going to start? You're going to get to this union situation, but the union is a rag doll right now.
Oh, God.
And the NFL is a steam engine. And they're just and what happens is they go to the players, yeah, we're going to make it 17 games. No, you're not. Here's $1 billion. Shut up. It's 17. And the same thing's going to happen with 18, and eventually they're going to get to 20.
So late last week, I think it was Thursday night, Lloyd Howell resigned as the union director right after I finished mopping up my podcast talking about how what good work Pablo Torre and Mike Florio are doing unearthing this horrific conflict of interest that Howell had as the union chief, by taking a side gig with a private equity firm, who I know a guy who works for, the Carlyle Group, very rich, very powerful, that is working on getting its private equity tentacles into NFL franchises. And that they even scrubbed from this talk he gave at the Super Bowl, they scrubbed from that on their on the one edited version they posted online, where Lloyd Howell mentions, you know, and of course there's the, always the issue of conflict of interest, but you can work around that, he said. They took that out. So Pablo Torre finds out, and it was that was explosive enough, but then the report came out that they were looking into his expense reports, and that he was expensing massive amounts of strip club outings to the union.
The whole story, and it's and it gets into various layers. It gets complicated once you start to talk about it. But you realize here that the union, the players, they don't care. I don't think they even knew that Boyd Howe was going to be their new executive
they
director.
They have no care in the world. They are so disconnected. They're making enough money for their own liking, and they don't give a shit about all this stuff. It's just blah, blah, blah. Too much. I don't want to even look at it. Just give me more money.
Right. And they know that once they go, now years ago, you could pull off a strike. You could never do it now. Oh. As you saw in 2011.
They not have a good leader who is willing to go to the wall for their long-term best interests as a union. They got clowns who are ripping them off, basically. But the actual membership, like you're going to reference here, is it does not have the fortitude to stick out a strike.
Well, I think they're all under the mindset is that any play can end your career at any time. Let's make as much money as we can when we have the opportunity to do it. And that's why you can't pull off any kind of a labor stoppage, because you're not going to unite the players, as our buddy Tom Lavero calls them, a motorcycle gang. And we had a lockout in 2011. He had players borrowing like $500,000 at 20% interest.
I know.
It's crazy.
For like payday loans. Right. Yeah. And I would always laugh when Lovey would call him a motorcycle gang. And now I would say they're a motorcycle gang without the motorcycles. They don't even have motorcycles to ride around on because they're so disconnected. So this has been fast breaking. So as of Friday, I saw that they were considering nominating J.C. Tretter to be the union chief, and he's got problems of his own. And one member of the NFL's player advisory committee said, I cannot believe we're going back to this guy who we already booted out once because he was a clown. Are you serious about this? Tretter himself resigned on Sunday, Andy. So next man up.
If you went deep into the weeds, into the Pablo Torre report, he said essentially that Tretter got Howell knowing that he was going to be able to force Howell out the door and get the job himself. So there's a lot of power struggles going on in addition to everything else, but now they've got nobody. If I were them, I would go back to Damaris Smith on her hands and knees and say, save us, come back and at least get things organized so we can get somebody in here to run the show. They don't have anybody running the show right now.
It's just incredible. The owners have got to be laughing their asses off.
Of course.
Yeah,
And that's the way, because they have been able to do this for a long, long time. And they know that, and here's the big thing about football as opposed to other sports. Michael Jordan retires. That's a big hit to the NBA. Stars leave the NFL. Tom Brady, who cares? You make more. Doesn't matter who's in the Super Bowl. It's a product that is bulletproof.
Yeah. The details on Lloyd Howell's expenses are crazy. And that he got somebody in his office to submit them. And then he ends up getting reprimanded. The other person gets fired. And then they don't do anything about it after that. I mean, This guy had the magic touch, and he was making $3.5 million a year as the players' chief, and he still took a job, a side hustle with the Carlyle Group.
League, working for the league. Yeah, and he's also not an attorney. I think they've generally had, going back to Ed Garvey.
Not an attorney? What is he? Other than the guy who likes going to strip clubs.
Well, he got involved in private equity. He was working in Booz Allen for their.
Oh, that's his
background. Yeah.
He apparently took a $738 car ride straight from the airport to Tootsie's Cabaret in Florida. And I love how they describe what Tootsie's Cabaret is billed as. It's billed as the world's largest adult entertainment establishment. Yay. Right,
and weren't there other strip clubs closer to the airport than a $738 ride?
I don't know. And don't you want to like go get your bags unpacked first?
I don't know.
Shower up a bit.
Who cares? You gotta get to a strip club. There's no time to waste.
Yeah. Well, I don't want 18 games. I didn't even ask for 17.
Right.
But 20, Andy. It's too many. 20. It's too many.
Well, okay. I thought 17 was too many. And 18 will be too many. And I'm telling you, we're gonna have a Super Bowl where two backup quarterbacks start.
That would suck.
Well, you know.
You're saying brace for it. Well, okay. At some point, it's got to stop. Does it stop at 20?
Not if the money train is rolling down the tracks. You know, again.
Not if the union's so feeble as to say, look, we can't play more than 20 games in a season.
Well, yeah, it's like DeMarre Smith said, we are never taking a 17-game schedule. They took 17. And then he chafed at a question about, getting forced to take 17. We did not get forced to take 17. We negotiated. Yeah, the owners threw $1 billion at him and said, shut up, because there's so much money coming in. They don't care about that billion. They'll make more.
Yeah. Well, look, this is going to be coming up over and over because there's a lot of stories converging right now about money and sports and life and everything else. Companies pay you because they have to. They don't pay you because they like you. Terry McLaurin is finding that out right now.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much they may like him, they're not going to pay him because they like him. They're only going to pay him if they have to.
This seemed like a perfect storm. This is a guy who kept, never criticized the organization when it was a crap show with Ron Rivera and whoever else was running it. And last year he was exactly what Dan Quinn said he wanted. I want to do hard shit with good people. And he was a model guy, a leader. And now they're saying to him, okay, we love you, but we don't love you $30 million worth. And, and eventually he'll sign, I think. Their position is we're running a professional organization here. And we love you, but we also need to sign you to a reasonable deal.
Yeah. And reasonable is quite variable, isn't it? From one man's perspective to somebody else's. What you think is reasonable, the team may think is way too much.
Is he a top 10 receiver? I don't think so.
Yeah. So, no. But then again, it's like, so is that your drawing line? What if he's top 12?
Well, and for them, he's probably
top 3. What if he's top 15?
But he's the value he is to the team. But at least they have a real general manager running things who can assess costs. He's also got to get ready to sign Jaden Daniels to God knows what in two years.
Right.
So, yeah.
You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/zabe. That's hims.com/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. Meanwhile, in the WNBA, they had their All-Star weekend without Caitlin Clark because she re-injured her groin. So that was a bit of a blow. And boy, did there was some content that came out of this. Notably, the T-shirts they wore before warming up for the game that said, "Pay us what you owe us." As if that wasn't enough, afterwards, Kelsey Plum said the following about who was or was not consulted. She said that basically nobody on Team Clark was very present for the decision. And Sabrina Ionescu laughed and said, "Yeah, you probably didn't need to include that." They just keep taking shots at Caitlin Clark. She's their meal ticket. It's unbelievable.
She's Tiger Woods to the WNBA, and they don't appreciate that. And now they're talking about a work stoppage. Good luck with that.
So people are quick to say, okay, pay us what we're worth. Oh, suddenly you owe the NBA X million dollars because the league has lost money ever since its inception. The caveat to that is they did just secure a massive new rights deal that's going to zoom them from $40 million a year to $200 million a year. So next year will be profitable for the WNBA. The question is, how much of the previous losses do the owners want to claw back in the next 5 or 10 years based on this new media income? And is the new media income sustainable beyond a Caitlin Clark universe?
I don't know, but it seems like collective bargaining does not involve T-shirts.
T-shirts?
No.
Well, they're counting on the media to carry their water and to be their cheerleaders. And to basically say, yeah, you got to pay them. But here's the problem I see. you've already paid them to lose money for you for 20 some odd years. How old is the league? 24 years.
Like, might be close to 30.
Yeah.
96, right. 97.
So yeah, you're going to have to pay them more. I liken this to daddy's sweetheart daughter who drives a BMW 5 Series, who still doesn't have a full-time job. And she's now whining, going, oh, but I want this now, and I need a better car, fancier car. I need more money. My allowance needs to be raised. They've been on daddy's payroll for a long time. So guess what? They're now leveraging their moment in the sun to ask for more money. They've got dad in a sympathetic mood. They're probably going to get more money based on this. I'm not saying it's right per se, but they've been subsidizing the league forever.
Yeah, the league has been subsidizing them. And it's I think it's supply and demand. If the owners think, yeah, it's worth it, fine. If you want to go on strike and not participate, that's okay too, you know.
Do you think the owners in the NBA will drive a hard bargain? They're expanding the league as well. And also, from what I read, they only get like 10% of league-defined revenues, whereas all they're asking for is 40% when the NBA gets 50% of the so-called league-defined revenues. It does seem that they're kind of getting screwed in terms of just the numbers. Now, how do you account for the previous 20 years of losing money? How do you account for the new money that's coming in with the media rights? How do you account for, well, sure, but now the owners that have lost a lot want to claw some back? I don't know how you account for that.
Yeah, but I don't think the past is relevant. I think you bargain on what you can provide now. And I don't think the owners may use that as leverage, but if they want them, then they'll make a deal with them. But I also think that if the players go out on strike and miss a year, I don't think anybody's, there'll be some that'll miss them, but it's not going to be crushing, I don't think. No. There's too much else going on.
Andy, you and I are probably amongst a limited number of people that remember the good old ABL. The ABL started playing basketball the same year as the WNBA. It was a second women's pro league. It attracted top talent with high salaries, including Olympic gold medalists like Nikki McCray and Dawn Staley. The problem is they weren't under daddy's roof, the NBA. Right. And the ABL folded in quick order. So the WNBA would have folded as well if it was treated like a real business. So in that regard, these T-shirts saying pay us what you owe us are a bit rich. I agree.
Well, if they collectively bargained a certain amount of money and they're not giving it to them, then yes, they should be paid what they're owed.
Right.
But if they've agreed to get on the court for what they're being paid, then that's what they're owed.
Right. The ABL folded in 1998 after just 2 years. The WNBA absorbed many of its players, which strengthened its rosters and helped establish it as the dominant women's professional basketball league in the U.S., but it didn't make money. And I remembered talking to people with the Wizards, the organization. They liked the fact that the building, which had to be air-conditioned anyway in the summer in D.C., at least had something going on. They had tickets they could give out to youth groups, and they could make their employees work all year long. We knew an employee by the name of Steve Colby, who called the Capitals games on radio, and he ended up quitting as the play-by-play man because it cut into his bass fishing season.
Well, I don't know if that's entirely accurate.
I heard from Scott Lynn, he's like, yeah, Colby hates the fact he can't do his bass fishing anymore. He's got to show up in the summer to do WNBA-related stuff for the Wizards/Caps organization.
Well, if you remember the early days of the Mystics, sold out, but they papered the house very well.
They packed it. Yes.
Big crowds, yeah.
Because Susan O'Malley, brilliant marketer that she is, not great basketball mind, but brilliant marketer, she knew how to get big fistfuls of tickets into the hands of large groups, especially tourist groups. I mean, you get a large tourist group that's come to D.C. to schlep around town, look at the monuments, it's hot as blazes, and you go, oh, by the way, do you want to sit in some air conditioning for 2 hours? For free?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go see a WNBA game.
Well, you're also engaging people in the NBA product in the offseason. There's some value in that.
Right.
But it was very, very – in fact, that remember when they started, they said, oh, we're gonna curtain off the upper deck. It's only going to be lower deck.
Right.
So much demand for tickets, they had like, you know, 18,000, 19,000 people there.
Right. So I think my net is this. Of course, the WNBA doesn't, quote, deserve anything. Spent a money-losing venture that would have gone the way of the ABL if they didn't have Daddy paying their bills. Right. But Daddy's been paying the bills, and Daddy is now expanding new franchises. So Daddy doesn't have much of an excuse. I'm sort of like mom who's looking at her husband going, well, she wants a new car. The BMW 5 Series is not enough. You got to give her that Benz.
Okay, but my larger point on this is, if the WNBA goes out on strike, it's not like the NFL is out on strike. It's not like Major League Baseball is out on strike. Hockey, even. It's the WNBA.
I don't know what would make the owners cave other than media pressure. And I don't think there's enough of it right now. But I don't know if they care that the WNBA loses money. It's an accessory piece that allows them to, I think, as NBA owners and billionaires, swim in friendlier waters when they go to cocktail parties talking about, oh, and I love Sarah Smith, our point guard. She's so wonderful, isn't she?
No, they
love it. It's a luxury item, Andy. They don't always have to make money on every single thing. It's like the daddy again. Daddy doesn't mind he's bought his daughter a car that she is not paying for or getting insured herself. This is the way it is. It's going to continue.
If they were out on strike and Caitlin Clark put together a barnstorming team and played, she'd sell out wherever she went.
Here's the thing that's crazy. I don't know if she's as good as people think she is.
Well, maybe, but right now she's the one they show up for because they show the rating difference when she's injured and not injured. And it's like enormous. It's like 50%.
It's also not great that some of the videos coming out of the weekend were of, Angel Reese like grinding on another WNBA player on a live stream. Somebody said, imagine Jason Tatum doing this to SGA. But you know, a lot of these gals are romantically involved with other players. I believe that Paige Becker's confirmed over the weekend that Ozzie Fudd, her former UConn teammate, Ozzie Fudd, is her girlfriend, her love interest.
Yes.
And that's wonderful. But it's also, it's a lot to get your head around as a athletic competitive league that they're dating each other.
Well, you know, it's 2025.
I know.
Get over it.
Well, it's not that I'm hung up on it, Andy. I'm just trying to think about, because like there was a couple that one of the gals got traded to another team this year. And that was her girlfriend. She was like, oh man, I'm so sad. Imagine having your husband traded from the team that he was playing with you on. It just blows my mind.
There was a, I'm told, I won't name names, but there was a point guard many years ago who was gay. And I'm told that some of the players on the team pretended to be gay so that they would get the ball more often.
Oh,
when they came down
my
the court.
God.
Yeah.
Can you say who that point guard was?
No, I'd rather not, but it was a long time ago.
Nobody listens to this podcast, Andy. Just tell us who it is.
I was told it was the late Cynthia Cooper.
Oh, really? Oh, in the W. I thought you were talking about a men's.
No.
Okay. Imagine in the NBA. Like, imagine if Rod Strickland was supposedly gay and other teammates are like, hey, babe, pass me the ball.
Well, I don't know if they talk like that, but yeah.
Oh, boy. Really? Andy.
Well, I mean,
I'm guessing you didn't like Shane Gillis at the ESPYs.
I thought it was okay. I'll tell you one thing. My impression was it went over better on television than it did in the audience.
Oh.
Because the reviews I saw the next day were pretty positive.
Yeah, I didn't think it was Shane Gillis's best sort of performance, and I do enjoy his comedy to a certain degree, but the whole ESPYs thing, I mean, where is it at now? Is it on its last legs? Because its ratings were down from like a 7 in 2015, and they're now down in the 2 million range or thereabouts. It's bleeding out as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, that's something the decision will have to make. But they turned it into what they wanted it to be. I remember when it started, they said, we'd like to make this the Academy Awards for sports. And they did that. But
they also they used to run it in the middle of winter.
Yes, it was after, it's after the NBA after the NBA All-Star.
Oh, okay.
They moved it to the summer for baseball.
Yeah. And then they realized that it was the perfect, you know, because really this last week was when the ride, as I call it, the sports ride comes to an end. The roller coaster finally coasts into the station. Everyone gets out and we go get in line to ride it again, starting with football.
Yeah, I think the NFL says to the sports world, okay, you good? You had your fun? All right, we're back. Get out of here.
All right, we done with all this stuff? Now we're back. All right. Yeah. Scottie Scheffler wins the Open Championship going away in no doubt about it fashion. He opened the week at Royal Portrush by saying, you know, playing golf and winning is not a fulfilling life. That there's more to me and more to what I want to be than just winning at golf. It was very well-received, introspective. A lot of people believe that's Scheffler's superpower. But you do know that he nailed to the exact day the same number of days between his first major and fourth major as Tiger Woods did, which was 1,197 days.
Yeah, I found that amazing because in thinking back to Tiger and the hysteria over those four wins, it was amazing. It captured the country.
Yeah.
And this, you know, this is, it's partly because of his personality. The other thing is when I watch him, it feels like if I never watched anybody else play golf and only watched him, I'd say, what's so hard about this game? You know,
like I know.
even Tiger, he'd get himself in trouble and bail out with some, you know, amazing shots.
Sure.
This guy's, other than the 8 when he had, a double bogey?
Yeah.
It's just steady, steady, steady.
Yeah, you know? He's basically a machine. And he also has a swing in which his feet are prancing all over the place. And he's sometimes, like, flailing his arms like Arnie did at the end. It's not a polished-looking swing, but it's repeatable as hell. And so I think there's a little bit of bias against that. I think that Jordan Spieth said the same thing. He goes, you know, if his swing looked like Adam Scott's, we'd be talking about Scottie Scheffler differently. Also, if he just, like, seemed to care a bit more, like the way he reacted when he tapped in the last putt, he just put the ball in his pocket and he went to go shake hands with his caddy. When he saw his wife and toddling young son did he kind of let out a big double fist pump.
Right. And I just wonder if Tiger had that same personality, would he have had Jack's record a long time ago? Like, I don't see Elon and golf clubs smashing out his back window, you know, down the road. I don't see the Perkins waitresses.
Yeah.
I think, you know, now guys fade, you know, certain guys get real hot and then you don't hear from them again. But he looks like, I mean, it's way too early. And somebody brought that up at the news conference. He said, that's ridiculous. But, you know, 15 more seems doable for him.
Very much so. He's also on almost the exact same Rory trajectory in terms of number of starts and number of majors. So Rory was on the trajectory to eclipse Tiger, and then life got complicated for Rory. So, you know, we'll see about Scheffler, but he is pretty incredible to watch. So the majors season is over. The Capital Golf Gang will drop later on tonight, Andy, for you golf nerds that want to really nerd out with us. So I'll leave the golf behind and let's just go. Speaking of Tiger and the mistresses, it reminds me, because of this astronomer CEO in the Coldplay concert, of one of the best lines you ever gave me, which is, pussy is undefeated, Zabe. Never forget.
I don't think I said that. I don't think that's my line.
Oh, that's right. I said that to you. That's my
line.
Doesn't sound like an Andy Pollin original. But you would agree, it's a pretty good original for me, isn't it? It is totally undefeated that you have this CEO who's already a billionaire. He already has a beautiful wife. He knows he should not be stupping the HR director. And he's so dumb that he gets caught on the Jumbotron at a Coldplay concert.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because I've seen this in businesses where you'll have a married person, CEO, somebody, and you know, like, maybe not as much anymore, but you'd see like at office parties, a lot of hugging and stuff like that. I mean, they weren't having sex. He was hugging her.
That's what you're going with? That it wasn't bad?
I'm just saying the way that it blew up seems big for what could have been. Now, you know,
it blew up because they quickly recoiled because they knew were guilty.
That's true. Yes. If they would have just waved, maybe it would have been better. Yeah, that's a good point.
So when you see that, what does it say to you? What's the Andy Poland take on it? The bigger take. It's, by the way, one of the best viral stories of all time. The memes that are coming out of this now with the Photoshop and AI ability to Photoshop anybody in to a similar photo like this. I saw somebody used AI to Photoshop Bill Cosby holding the same HR woman, but they made the HR woman passed out. And I'm like, oh my God, that is so funny. Wrong, but it's funny.
The lesson is, and I think most people who've had affairs find this out, you're going to get caught.
You're
going to
get caught, right?
You're going to get
eventually caught. You're going to get caught.
Right.
You're going to let your guard down. Like, unless it's a one-night stand, right? Any kind of relationship. Plus, you know, everyone's devices now are all so entangled, especially if you're in the Apple ecosystem. Messages go here, it goes there, goes all over, email, blah, blah, blah. Plus, you know, you act differently. Somebody said, and this was a great tweet, they go, as an introvert, here's how my wife would know that I'm cheating on her. One, I went to an event. Two, I went to an event with coworkers. Three, I went to an event with coworkers and didn't bring my wife as a human shield so I wouldn't have to talk to coworkers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's when you do that, do you ever see the movie Same Time Next Year with Alan Alda and Ellen Barkin?
No. Ellen Barkin, by the way, in her prime was something else, wasn't she, Andy?
Yeah, this was 40 some years ago, maybe more. And the deal was that they would meet at this resort every year, same time, and they would have an affair, and then they go back to their own families. And
really?
Over the years, you'd see them age, and they would talk about their kids and everything. But this was like, and then eventually at the end of the movie, you find out that his wife knew and her husband knew, but they thought it was okay because it was only once a year.
Huh. Didn't they make a remake of that as well with Anne Hathaway?
Could be, but this is the one with Alan Alda.
Okay, what is it? Same time next year.
Yeah, Ellen Burstyn and Alan Alda, probably late 70s, something like that.
Yeah, 1978. I mean, would it be that good just once a year?
Well, I mean, some people might get a hall pass. You know, that might be part of a good marriage. Okay, you got your one weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. Huh. Oh, well, there will be lawyers, as Andrew Brandt tweeted, for sure.
Yeah, well, he resigned his job. I didn't think it would come to that. I mean, I don't know.
It's just undefeated. And many people were saying, really? That's who you're a billionaire. You're the CEO of a company. Like, why wouldn't you have some 28-year-old smoke show Brazilian? You basically cheated with an age-appropriate REI lady. Like, get out of here, will you?
Well, I mean, perhaps they actually have conversation besides everything else. So
they connect with each other. Yeah, so like Tony Soprano did with the one-legged Russian, where he tried to explain to Carmela, she's been through things in life, Carmela. We have conversations. She doesn't just bitch and moan about everything.
One peg. Do you have HBO?
Yes.
You like Billy Joel?
Yes.
Watch the Billy Joel special, because speaking of that, that's his first marriage. He basically stole the wife of the person that he was working closest with.
Really? Before Christie Brinkley or after?
Oh, yeah. This was before Christie Brinkley.
Wow.
And she wound up being his manager and helped him to really launch his career.
So this is not the Billy Joel concert at Madison Square Garden?
No. Okay. No, this is a five-hour HBO documentary. They just ran last Friday, the first 2.5 hours. The last 2.5 hours are running on
Friday. Did you see the Billy Joel MSG concert video?
Last play at Shea? Yes, that was great.
No, not at Shea, but at Madison Square Garden, indoors.
No, I didn't. My son and his wife actually went to it when they were living there. That was
cool. It's great. I love Billy Joel, and I love all his songs, and it's a great live performance, very well filmed. I'll send you the link to that. You send me the link to the other one, and we'll call it a Sunday, Andy, all right?
Well, it's on HBO. Just go to On Demand and find it.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. Andy Poland, ladies and gentlemen, not helping me out one bit. Get it's that uvula fixed, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, sir.
All right. See you then.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh, yeah. They've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variants, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports. Not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast.